History Con stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast, partly sunny and more humid today, mid to upper 70s. Tomorrow and Sunday, hazy and humid, chance of thunderstorms, 85 to 90. Continued hazy and humid on Monday with scattered thunderstorms around 90. We'll get the full details in just a few minutes. Well, the number of people in Connecticut who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 has passed 2 million. In another milestone, the governor's office announced the achievements 5 months. The governor's office announced that achievements after the COVID-19 vaccines became available to state residents by living outside of nursing homes and other congregate settings. The number of fully vaccinated people had reached 1 million shortly after the state's age-based vaccination program expanded to anybody 16 to 44 in early April. Currently, residents aged 12 and older are eligible to receive approved vaccinations. By the way, the Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna vaccines represent 56% of the state's 3.6 million people. Connecticut Hospital Association yesterday mandated COVID-19 vaccinations for hospital and health system employees. That policy was first reported last week by the Waterbury Republican-American. The move comes the same day the largest hospital systems in Massachusetts issued similar mandates. Maryland and the District of Columbia have already mandated their hospital staff be vaccinated by summer. In a statement, the Connecticut Hospital Association said it adopted a consensus statewide policy endorsing the mandatory vaccination for hospital and health system employees and clinical staff. Initial filings for unemployment benefits in New York dropped last week compared with the week prior, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. New jobless claims, a proxy for layoffs, fell to 18,000 in the week ending June 19th, down from over 19,000 the week before, according to the Labor Department. The decline in New York comes as the state rescinded most of its remaining COVID-19 restrictions June 15th, as the state hit 70% benchmark for adults with at least one dose of the vaccine. A Great Barrington property owner has held large events without a special permit. Now the town is asking him to stop. Town officials said this week they are drafting a cease and desist order for the owners of Long Pond Road property in Great Barrington, who are running a retreat and event venue without a special permit. Neighbors in the residential zone district say 250 Long Pond Road Incorporated is polluting the area with noise and other problems from large-scale events that include weddings. Kenneth Alpart, who owns the property with his wife, withdrew a special permit application intended to bring his property use into conformity with town regulations, though he has the right to reapply. A public hearing to discuss the special permit application scheduled for the select board meeting on Monday, held via Zoom, was canceled. It did not stop property abutters from asking the board for relief to address what they say are years of events whose sound radiates from the mountaintops on which the property sits. The Berkshire County Head Start Development Program has received a grant worth over $380,000 through the American Rescue Plan. The federal funding is part of more than $2.4 million in grants that were awarded to Head Start programs in Massachusetts, according to a news release from United States Representative Richard E. Neal's office. Today, from 5:30 till 7, Associate Program Director at the Urban Sustainability Directors Network, Natalie Narotsky, will be speaking about sustainability and climate change work at the local level. It's part of the Sustainability Coalition at Mount Everett High School. It's free and open to the public. The presentation will take place over Zoom. For those who are unable to attend the live event, you can visit Sustainability Coalition website. Following the presentation, the recording will be posted by July 2nd. The information can be available at the website tinyurl.com/sc-speaker-series-2021. Mary Ann Palermo and the First Take Band performing a free show from 6 to 9 p.m. tonight at the Riverhouse Performance Spaces located at 331 Route 183 in Housatonic. You're invited to bring your lawn chairs and dine out while enjoying a variety of music overlooking the Housatonic River. Now, also tonight is an extra special night in Norfolk once again. Lawn games on the green with the Boutel School PTO at 6 p.m. The Southern Berkshire Amateur Radio Club holding their annual Field Day emergency drill this weekend. Visitors are welcome to see how ham radios go in action and actually operate on the air under club supervision. The event will be held in immediate at 80 Depot Hill Road. Operations begin tomorrow at 2 o'clock and continue through the night until Sunday. Follow Amateur Radio Field Day signs. For more information, contact 860-435-0051. Berkshire Bach Society presents a benefit concert of works by Bach. That'll happen happen tomorrow at 5 p.m. at the First Congregational Church in Great Barrington. More information, berkshirebach.org. Events. On Sunday at 3 o'clock, a concert in the park in Hillsdale, HBH, and an afternoon of American popular songs will be presented. This is put on, in part, with the help of a program of the New York State Council of the Arts, with support of Governor Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, and by the Columbia and Greene County Council of the Arts, DBA Create Council, for resources to enrich the arts. The concert begins Sunday at 3. The Stissing Triathlon happens on Sunday. They're thrilled to have this back on for 2021. Athletes from all over the country come to Pine Plains to participate in this event. There'll be a barbecue held at the Lions Club Pavilion. Everybody is invited to attend. For more information, try signup.com/Pine Plains-Stissing Triathlon. A wee bit of Scotland comes to the Northwest Highlands of Connecticut at Lime Rock Park in Lakeville on Sunday. The Roundhill Highland Games, celebrating its 98th year of Highland Games and ScotsFest, and is the third oldest games in the United States. Roundhill Highland Games is a nonprofit charitable organization sponsoring a yearly festival celebrating Scottish heritage and tradition. The games and festival is very family friendly, and you are invited. Tickets can be purchased online at discount at rhhg.org or at the gate at Lime Rock Park. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912, 413-243-0347, valleyinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 34,196.82, the NASDAQ at 14,369.71, and the S&P 500 at 4266.49. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast in just a few moments.